I cannot wait until we no longer have to wear masks anymore. It is becoming increasingly difficult to spot somebody who has herpes on their mouth. Back in the day, that shit used to be easy. Back in 2019, you used to be able to look at a motherfucker, have a big old red blister on their lip. Like, yo, you got herpes. No, I don't. That's a cold sore. What the fuck you think a cold sore is? Nigga, it's summertime. Your lips ain't cold. That's herpes. And you can't see people's mouths anymore. Like, I feel bad for y'all single people out here. Y'all sitting, going on dates and shit with people with masks. Motherfuckers missing teeth. They got that one brown tooth. What causes that brown tooth? Like, it's like the tooth looks dead. It actually looks the color of a coffin. Why is that tooth brown? That shit kills me. I know somebody who actually has one brown tooth. And I don't care how you could bleach that shit, brush that shit, paint that shit. It's just brown. Yo, I don't know what causes that, but you can't see that with a mask on. And the other thing, too, that's been killing me lately is if you're wearing a mask and I'm wearing a mask and I can smell your breath and your breath smells bad, something's wrong. Something seriously is wrong behind that mask. I need to visually inspect it. I need to see what is wrong behind that mask for your breath to smell this way. Like that shit coming through like Funyuns, Newports and garlic. And we both have on masks. Yo. This mask shit got to go, man. For real, man. I can't. Well, welcome to 2021. So hopefully I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon. But hopefully at the end of the year, maybe.
I got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose.
Welcome back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan and I'm your host. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Welcome to the first episode of 2021. And unfortunately, it may be my last for a while. It's I'm going to be taking a break from podcasting. It's not fun anymore. And I voiced this before, so it probably doesn't come as a shock to anybody who does listen regularly. But it's becoming a chore now. It's not fun anymore. I kind of dread setting up to record. I dread editing. And so I'm just going to have to take a break. You know, we've just been so inconsistent the past year. And I truly do apologize for that, for real, for all of y'all who do listen to us regularly. I truly apologize for how inconsistent we've been. I mean, we started off as we were supposed to do 2 episodes a month, period. That was it. The 1st and the 15th of each month, drop an episode. You know, schedules got kind of mangled. And then, you know, I kind of did it as a solo pod for maybe about 15, 20 weeks or so. And I realized that being a solo podcast host, that's a whole different skill set. I don't have that skill set. I can't do it, man. I mean, I think I managed to get by, but it's not something that I'm interested in doing. So then, you know, P rejoined the show and we've just been so inconsistent. And I mean, what do you expect from 2 mentally ill niggas, man? For real. So again, I'm going to be stepping away from the mic, stepping away from the camera for a while. I'll still be on social media, still be on Twitter, laughing, joking, clowning. I'm unsure about Black Law and Legalize, which is my main podcast. I do believe I'm going to be taking a break from that as well. We have some pre-recorded episodes that haven't been published yet, but as of now, I don't plan on recording any new content. for the, you know, next month or maybe two. It's getting to that point now where I'm working these 12-hour shifts again, which, of course, I've spoke about before. But from January to about March, April, I work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. So, again, I just can't see recording any new content, at least during that time. So this is it, y'all. This is it. I don't want to necessarily say the podcast is going away because I'm not ready to say that yet. And I've been thinking about it, kicking it around in my head. Me and P, we haven't really sat down and hashed it out yet. Like, yo, so what do you want to do? Do you want to just end this thing? It's run its course. Do you want to step away and maybe try to come back in the future and try to be more consistent? We haven't discussed any of that yet. But as it stands, let's just say Dan's stepping away from the mic for now. So with that out the way, what I wanted to talk about, what did I want to talk about? Last episode, we talked about P and his former profession being a firefighter / EMT and how it really fucked him up in the head, seeing all the blood, the gore, the dead people, burnt bodies, and just all kinds of stuff that most people wouldn't imagine seeing or being able to cope with. I probably couldn't have dealt with that either. My job, on the other hand, I'm an IT professional, so I sit behind computers all day. I don't have anything interesting to say about my job or anything groundbreaking that especially relates to mental health. So what I want to talk about today is fear, something that I have a lot of experience with and something that I don't really talk about much. It's no secret. I talk about my anxiety disorder, my anxiety issues, my panic attacks. I talk about those often, but I don't talk about my fear. I am always scared, no matter what. No matter what the situation, I am scared. So I go back to, let's say, being a preteen. That's about when I started boxing. The reason why I wanted to learn how to boxing, took it up, and I still train now. I'm almost 40 years old. I still train now, not competitively anymore, but just to stay in shape and just to know that if I have to knock a nigga's head off, I probably still can. But the initial reason that I started boxing was to be able to protect myself, to be able to defend myself, because the neighborhood I grew up in was a rough fucking neighborhood. And I watched people get just brutally beaten, and like it was rough. And I just remember being fucking terrified of everyone in the neighborhood because of the shit that I saw and the ass whoopings that I saw people take. So I start learning how to box. And in my head is, once I know how to do this, I don't have to be scared of anybody in the neighborhood because I'll be able to beat their motherfucking ass, right? So, of course, boxing isn't an overnight something that you learn overnight. It takes years and years to get really good and proficient at it. So by about my mid-teens, after, you know, I got locked up in the detention center, I was still training in there. And when I got out, I was fairly proficient with these things, my hands, throwing my hands. That did not eliminate the fear that I had. So now in my neighborhood, I can probably whoop most people's asses easily. Just from a technical standpoint, because now I know how to punch. Now I know how to slip punches. Now I know what to look for. I know how to move. I know how to use my feet. I know how to get in, get out. Like, I know how to do all this shit, right? That did not alleviate my fear. I still walked around fucking terrified. So now you have somebody who can knock you the fuck out, but is still fucking terrified. So I heard Mike Tyson talking about something similar to this, and that's what made it click in my head. I'm like, that's exactly why I started boxing, because I was fucking scared and I needed to know that I could defend myself. that I can hurt somebody if necessary. No, I don't want to go around trying to hurt anybody, but if I had to, I could. So being a proficient boxer, you know, even up to my 20s, I trained competitively, a lot of gym wars, a lot of sparring, things of that nature. I'm comfortable inside of a boxing ring. That relieves all anxiety. However, walking down the street, I'm still scared. Or, for instance, knowing that I can walk into a room, and I'm not saying this to sound cocky or to sound arrogant or whatever, but to know that I can walk in a room and in a fist fight probably beat 8 out of 10 people in that room easily. Not 8 at a time now, but 8 out of the 10 people in the room, I can probably beat in a fist fight easily. You would think that that would alleviate some of the apprehension, some of the fear. It doesn't. Learning how to fight did not make me any less scared. It just made me somebody scared who knows how to fight, who knows how to punch. So, you know, moving forward, I've also collected over the years, collection of firearms, concealed carry permit. I usually carry a gun with me. I stopped for a while, but usually carry a gun with me. Why? Because I'm fucking scared. Okay, now I know I can probably beat a lot of people in fist fights, but what about the people that have knives? What about the people who have guns? What about the people who can beat my ass, you know? So it's like, I just, there's all these what if scenarios, and I try my best to prepare myself for each and every one of them because they're fears of mine. So I try to arm myself with whatever I can to combat these fears. And I can tell you, being a gun owner, I have multiple handguns, multiple firearms. It didn't alleviate my fear. So now not only can I walk down the street knowing that in a fair fist fight, I can beat the shit out of most people. Now I can kill you. I have something on my person that is capable of taking your life from you. So why should I be scared, right? Now I can beat the fuck out of you, or I can take your life from you easily. But I'm still fucking terrified. I'm still scared. Why I'm scared of people, I don't know. Has anybody ever done anything to me in the past that would leave that kind of impression or maybe some kind of traumatic event that I experienced that just makes me distrust people altogether? Not that I can think of, but I just know that I am terrified of people. I'm scared of people and everything that I do. And not only when it comes to people, when it comes to anything, whenever I notice that there's a fear, I try to combat that fear. I try to think of what can I do to better arm myself to face this fear should the day come. So even financial stuff, right? I'm scared. I come from the gutter. I come from low income housing. I come from the hood. I'm scared of going back. You know what I'm saying? So I won't spend money. I'll save. I hardly spend any money on myself. I don't buy myself nice things for the most part. I don't do traveling. There's a lot I don't do. And I just keep stashing money. So I'm saving all my, because I don't want to go back to being broke. If I lose my job today because of my saving habits, or because of my non-spending habits, I'll be okay for a while. That's just, again, something else to combat that fear that I have. I'm scared of being poor again. Could I be poor again? Well, of course, I could be poor again. Could I handle being poor again is a better question. I don't know, because it's been so long. I'd like to say that I could, because of I have a lifetime of experience, but I've seen both sides. I've seen poor and I've seen okay. I've seen, I don't want to say I'm well off, but I'm all right. Now, after being all right for so long, I'm not sure if I could go back to being poor. So anyway, that regardless, that's a fear of mine, is losing it all, losing my job, losing my house, losing my car, just losing everything and not having anything. So what I do is I create a tool to combat that fear, which is my savings account. You know, I save. So every time I'm faced with something that makes me scared, which is a lot of things that I fear. So we talked about boxing. I used to be scared in the neighborhood, scared that, you know, the other kids was going to beat my ass, or, you know, somebody was going to embarrass me by just stomping me out in the, you know, middle of the street or whatever. Because kids in my neighborhood were nasty, man. They was rough. They was mean. I learned how to fight very well. It didn't alleviate that fear. So as I got older and I became a gun owner and got a concealed weapons permit and I can walk around with a firearm on me, you would think that that would make me not afraid of people. No, it didn't. So, you know, I save money. I have, I have enough money in my savings account, like I said, to where if I lose my job today, I'll be okay for a year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe even four. I'll be okay for a while, depending on my spending habits. That still doesn't make me not fear being broke. So it's like every fucking fear I have, I try to do something to combat it. I try to do something that offsets it, and it doesn't fucking work. So I can't outrun my fears. And that's essentially what I'm doing. So I just figured, you know, that's what I talk about, my fear. I'm scared of everything. I'm walking around scared every day, all day. When I'm talking to people, I'm scared. Okay, I had to pause just for a second to kind of get my thoughts together here. Another thing that I fear is myself and some of the things that I may be capable of doing if pushed. You know, there's certain things that people can do that would elicit a certain response from me. One that I'm not necessarily comfortable with, or I wouldn't do consciously, but, you know, let's just say there's certain buttons people can push to get me to act out of character. I'm afraid of that. That's why it's a part of my avoidance behavior. I avoid conflict. I avoid confrontation. I avoid altercations. And it's because I'm scared. I'm not scared of the actual confrontation or the altercation. I'm not scared of that shit. I'm not scared of the conflict. Like, my whole life has been conflict. I'm not scared of conflict. But what I am scared of is how I'll react to that conflict. What will I do? Because sometimes you act off of instinct. And if you're scared, your instinct is like it's always talked about, fight or flight. That's the only two choices you have. So I'm scared of that shit. So I'm scared of what I could possibly do to somebody, say to somebody, or vice versa. What, you know, I don't want to sound like some tough guy, because I'm not. I'm far from a tough guy. But, you know, I'm also afraid of what other people can do to me, what other people can say to me. So it's like I just avoid it altogether. And does avoiding conflict and confrontation make the fear of it go away? No. No, nothing stops me from being scared. Nothing takes my, like, eases my fear. Nothing I do to try to prepare, because I want to feel like I have some kind of control. So I know I'm scared of lions, so I'm going to get lion mace. I don't even know if that's a thing, but I'm going to get some lion mace. Yeah, let one of these lions run up on me now. Shit, I got this lion mace. That doesn't fix my fear of lions. I mean, you know, it's just me trying to have impose some sort of control over the situation to make myself feel better. That's the battle I've been living with my entire life. Is, I guess, this is my therapy session with myself. To sum it up, is not having control. I think that's my actual fear, is not having control. Because no matter what I do to prepare for what I'm afraid of, it doesn't work. The common denominator, I guess, is that I don't have control over these situations. So I think I actually just kind of had a fucking epiphany. I need to think about that some more. So I'll leave you guys with this. Another thing that scares me is, I've talked about this before, I don't talk about it very often, is I want children. I want a son. I had a son who lost his life during childbirth. And that's something that I really, really, really wanted, right? I still do. I still do want, I love children and I want children of my own. But after going through that traumatic experience, I haven't tried since. So it's like, I'm again, protecting myself from what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid that that can happen again. That, I mean, I've lost two children. So I'm afraid that that can happen again. And that's something that I don't want to feel again. That's something I don't want to deal with again. I'm still dealing with it from a couple years ago. So, like, I want children, but I'm afraid. I'm not afraid of having children. I'm not afraid of children, but I'm afraid of the, just the thought that, you know, I'd be reliving what previously happened as far as losing a child or losing a pregnancy, or, you know, that's, it's just something that I have dealt with and I'm scared of it now. So now I'm like, I don't even know if I'll ever again try to have children. And now we're starting to get to the age where it's almost to the point where having kids biologically may not even be possible. You know, the window's closing basically. So, but that's another fear of mine, is I want children. I want a son specifically. And after my son passed, I'm like, I just can't see myself intentionally, you know, like planning a pregnancy. And then even if one were to be an accidental pregnancy, I'd still be fucking terrified. But I purposely, my pullout game's strong. That's all I'm going to say. My pullout game's strong. But no, I purposely haven't attempted since then. We haven't attempted since losing our son, just because that's not something that I'm equipped or prepared to deal with. It's fucking terrifying. And I know sometimes, you know, I'm not one of the people that can say, okay, it's a risk that I'm going to take and hope for the best. I can't do that. I can't take risks not knowing that the risk is going to pay off. There's going to be a reward. I just can't do, I can't take risk and hope for the best. So, you know, that's, I guess this whole episode, I'm not sure what's going to get cut out, what's going to stay in, but essentially I'm a grown ass man and I'm fucking terrified and scared of everything. And I use jokes and just clowning around to mask that, to cope with that. But at the end of the day, I'm fucking terrified. And that's one of the reasons why I don't talk to too many people. I don't have too many friends. I don't hang out. I don't go anywhere. I don't do anything, because I'm always fucking terrified. And there's nothing I can do about it. Nothing I can do about it. I've tried. I tried to prepare, as I stated throughout the whole episode, for each fear that I have. There's an action that I took to try to ease that fear or eliminate that fear, and it just never fucking works. I am today at almost 40. Let's just say 40. Here I am, still scared of the same fucking things that I was scared of when I was 10, when I was 12, when I was 15. Nothing has ever alleviated those fears. Not even facing them has alleviated them. So again, this has been another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast. And like I said at the top of the show, I'm taking a break for a while. I'm not ready to say that the show's run its course yet. You know, we'll see come, you know, February or March. But not going to be recording anything new during the month of January. And if you listen to Black Law and Legalize, we have a couple of, like I said, pre-recorded episodes prior to my co-host getting COVID. Gonna kind of slowly release those, you know, every couple weeks until the well runs dry, and then just kind of sit down and see where we're going to go from there. So, no, I'm not announcing my retirement from podcasting. I haven't been doing it long enough to even retire, but just taking a break, y'all. Focusing on other shit, man. Focusing on life, man. 2020 was a bitch. It fucked a lot of us up. And for those of you who escaped with all of your faculties still intact, man, you a blessed motherfucker, as am I. Till next time, people. My name is Dan. Keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Peace.